This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back, folks. We have Stan Harris, President and CEO of the Louisiana Restaurant Association, the most fun people in the city to work with. I'm jealous of the role that he plays every day. Stan, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Newell. I wasn't expecting that, but thank you very much. It's a great organization and a great group of people to represent.
Absolutely. It's true. They never say no. No matter what people need in the event of the aftermath of a storm or a special case where someone's down and out health-wise or otherwise, they're always there. You guys are always there. And I know that I've reached out
really
to you
the backbone of the community.
A couple dozen times, and you've never said no. So I've always appreciated that. So anyway, Stan, we've got an invasion. It's called the Swift Invasion coming to town, and I got to imagine your membership's happy.
Yeah, we're really excited. You know, last night I was invited to attend the launch of the new Caesars New Orleans, and saw those beautiful spaces and venues and things, and the hotel, and we start looking at the possibilities of what New Orleans can look like when we have these big events. And you know, coming up in the fall with kicking off this unbelievable 3-night tour that's really kind of an international event. You know, we looked at our colleagues in L.A. and they said it had an impact of over $350 million. So, my gracious, for 6 nights. So if we could get half of that, that would be fantastic. But our restaurants are really embracing this because the hotels are going to be at or near capacity if they're not there already. And they're bringing up some really cool ideas to celebrate this entire weekend, because it's very rare that, you know, we get day after day after day of crowds to be able to do something like this. So I think it's a great test for our city as we run up to the Sugar Bowl playoff and the Super Bowl, and gives us an opportunity to really see what we can do.
I've seen special menus. I've also seen special cocktails. I've seen special non-alcoholic drinks. It seems to me they're all in.
Oh, it runs the gamut. I mean, Ralph's on the Park has a bejeweled brunch that they started last week as lead up to this. Brennan's is doing champagne problems happy hour and bubbles and bracelets happy hour. And Redfish Grill, a Red Album curated menu. Tableau is doing an Era's Balcony brunch. Miss River is doing In Her Era brunch. Even Commander's Palace has gotten into it by creating an Era's themed menu with dishes from each of the eras of their famous chefs. It is exciting. Gabrielle's doing an Era's theme. Arno's has a lunch Arno's version that sold out quickly as soon as they posted it. Haydell's Bakery is doing eat Era's themed cakes and pastries. The Ruby Slipper's doing contests to give away tickets for those things that are hard to find. Copper Vine has themed menus. And even Willa Jean is doing an In My Biscuit era menu. So pretty exciting.
And you know,
to the creativity.
And I don't know that I'm going to get down there. I want to, because the Friday before Halloween is always a big time down in the quarter and in the warehouse district, right? And
it usually
fills up fast. And I called a friend to accommodate some folks that were coming in town, and not thinking, right, that it was not only the Swiftie concert but the Friday before Halloween. And his response to me was, it's like, Newell, are you kidding me? I said, why? What? And he goes, do you realize the Friday that it is? And I said, my bad. Please forget I even requested. I should have known better.
Yeah, we've had many requests from people, not just for the Swift piece of this, but the Friday before Halloween, and we remind them, do you not have a calendar? You know, I mean, these are, you want to go on Thursday, we could probably help you, but the Friday is going to be really difficult. And this weekend, the in-demand restaurants are going to be full on reservations, and the restaurants that typically deal with walk-ups and the rest, they're going to be at or near capacity as well. So we're really excited. We've got some beautiful weather coming up our way, a lot of good positive things happening in the industry to be able to see us get through the fall. You know, last time we talked, we were coming out of the summer, and it was a really challenging period of time. So we get back to the fact that, hey, there's hope, there's excitement, there's enthusiasm, and we have events that are going to run, not just in the concert venue, but I mean, we got Saints and Pelicans and the Sugar Bowl being a playoff this year is going to be really exciting. And then we go right into French Quarter Fest and Jazz Fest and the Zurich Classic. So we could have a really exciting next 9 months.
No doubt. So how did September fare? What was the state of the state for the month of September? I think the last time you and I talked was second week of August, somewhere around there. So how did that month work out?
We look okay until we start having to deal with some of the weather issues. You know, when we deal with a potential hurricane and we deal with having to close for a day, that really impacts restaurants for most of that week, because people that were coming into town don't come into town. People that were trying to celebrate something around that time, they might postpone it, or they might cancel it altogether, or they may relocate it out of the market. So that was kind of a shot that we didn't need coming out of a really, really tough summer. And what we've seen now, too, is that we're seeing that the meeting piece of this, while it starts a little bit in September, our leisure travel and our drive-in travel was a little softer, and that didn't pick up in September like we had hoped. So October's been doing pretty well. The demand is there. And there's plenty of events that are going to drive the outside of that. So very, very excited about this. And look, it's great to see what we saw last night with Caesars New Orleans, seeing that kind of investment in our community after they've been here for 25 years. It's going to lift all the boats. It's going to make everybody in the hotel industry take a look at their inventory and how they go about doing things. And I think it'll create some really good opportunities in our marketplace.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Stan, I know one of the challenges that you guys have had to deal with is that there's some food sectors that have had pretty incredible price increases as those items come to the restaurant, and trying to balance that with, you know, the ticket price on the menu. How's that working right now? Is it still a significant challenge?
It's always been a business where you tried to make pennies and nickels, and then maybe you made dimes, you know, and it is always a challenge from a margin standpoint. And then when you see menu price increases that are coming from, you know, the supply chain through, whether it's through the normal process of things moving, or whether we're seeing a supply and demand curve, or we're seeing a lack of supply that's driven up those costs. Inflation is a real thing. We've had all kinds of inflation hits in insurance. We've seen it in utilities. We've seen it in occupancy. We've seen it in food and labor. And in food, you know, there's only so much that the community is willing to pay. You can't just rely on the traveler, the business traveler, or the tourist that's here for a visit, or going to be jumping on a cruise ship, or they're heading from here to London on British Air. So we've got to look at all of these different elements and try to figure out, at the end of the day, are we making a profit? And you've seen some things that have happened where you're seeing some restaurants adding the surcharge for the credit card processing. Because what's happened to us in a lot of cases is, for many years, these were pretty static costs. They've gone up significantly over the last couple of years, and we really believe that a lot of the banks and things are putting some of their affinity cost onto the vendors. So, you know, it's not anything that we like to deal with and have to talk about, but it's a real cost. And when you're talking about 3% of your total volume goes to credit card fees, a lot of people are taking a hard look at this.
Yeah, it's amazing. I mean, I know you've been in this industry a long time. I don't know that I ever thought about that, you know, 20 years ago, 30 years ago.
I don't think anybody thought about it, Newell. Because it was static, you know, and you know, the arise of, you know, when I was in the casual restaurants that we had, we typically did 50% in cash, 50% in credit card. Well, when debit cards came out, they picked up 40 or 45% of that balance, and cash went to 5%. So All of a sudden, we were paying a fee that we'd never paid before. And it does change the business model a little bit. And if you can pick up a couple of points that are a pass-through cost to you that you get no benefit from, then that's absolutely a benefit. The guest gets to pay like they want to, but there's a little bit of a convenience fee for doing it that way.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, best of luck. I know you'll be out and about this weekend. Really excited for the restaurants in town. I think this is going to jumpstart a great convention season moving all the way through the spring. And I just feel the excitement in the city, and I know you do too.
Yeah, absolutely. We've made some really good progress in crime and some of the things that were the dissatisfiers. And we're going to continue to work with all of the community partners to get these things addressed. And with the folks from the legislature and the mayor's office and the council, continue to try to make our city the best it can be.
No doubt. Well, really appreciate you joining us. Thank you for your time, Stan Harris. Have a great weekend.
Anytime. Thank you, Newell.
Hey,
bye.
Stan, but I did want to ask you, are you a Swift? Are you a Swifty, Stan?
I have two daughters in their 20s, so it's hard to get away from. is that a politically correct answer?
Folks, that's code for saying he's a Swifty. He's all in. He's just worried about the ribbing that all of his friends are going to give him if he makes the admission. That's what that's about.
What's it? The cost has already been absorbed.
There it is. Stan Harris, President and CEO of the Louisiana Restaurant Association. We'll be right back, folks.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.